Josh.
Yes.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
It's a real petty party going on in Sean Stone 876's mentioned.
It's horrible, man.
It's amazing. Keep putting those toilet emojis there. Donkey today for Tuesday, December 10th, goes to New York Jets running back Le'Veon Bell. Now, Le'Veon Bell plays for the New York Jets. The New York Jets are 5-8, and they're one of the teams that beat my Dallas Cowboys this year. All right, and during that game, Le'Veon had 14 carries for 50 yards and a touchdown, so I take great joy in giving him this donkey today. All right, how dare you? Now, the New York Jets running back missed Sunday's game against the Dolphins because he had the flu. In fact, Le'Veon Bell missed practice on Thursday and Friday, and he was ruled out of the game on Saturday because he was dealing with the flu. He didn't even come through the walkthrough on Saturday, probably because they didn't want him to get other players sick. Now, last week, we had a convo about things we have said to not go to work. I would assume people being sick or even faking sick is a common one. We've been, getting sick and faking sick to not go to things since elementary school. But whether you fake sick or you really are sick, once you have that, on your resume and you're not going to work, you really have to commit to that sick thing, all right? Le'Veon Bell did not commit to being sick. Would you like to know what Le'Veon Bell was doing on Saturday night? Let's go to Joe Bartlett from WOR for the report, please.
Le'Veon Bell was spotted Saturday night at the Boonton Lanes in New Jersey after telling his coaches he was dealing with the flu. Le'Veon was there from 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. when the bowling alley closed. He was easy to spot because he had on orange leather pants that looked sicker than he claimed to be.
Now listen, this is very true. The New York Post said that he had on orange leather pants and he had a white Mercedes-Benz outside with a driver that was staying warm while he was in there bowling. Listen, bro, you didn't go to practice Thursday and Friday. You didn't go through the walkthrough on Saturday night. But instead of going home to get some rest, you went bowling in orange leather pants. Okay, while Le'Veon was bowling, his team was at a hotel near the Meadowlands making its final preparations for the game with the Dolphins. Now, I'm sure Le'Veon was really sick, but my brother, if the coaches sent you home because they didn't want you to get other players sick, why are you in the bowling alley making the people in Boonton Lane sick? Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. I just like the fact that the NY Post and Joe Bartlett said you had on orange leather pants. Can we hear from Joe Bartlett again, please?
Le'Veon was there from 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. when the bowling alley closed. He was easy to spot because he had on orange leather pants that looked sicker than he claimed to be.
Dropping the clues bombs for Joe Bartlett from WOR, goddammit. And please give Le'Veon Bell the sweet sound of the Hamiltons.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day.
So let me just get this straight. He got donkey today for wearing orange pants?
No, he got donkey today for having the flu and not being able to play on Sunday and being sent home, but being in the bowling alley bowling on Saturday night.
So you let him live.
You got to at least act like you really sick. You know what I'm saying? You can't be out having a good time while your team is in the Meadowlands preparing for the next day's game.
So no, you don't care about the orange leather pants to bowl?
No. That is kind of wild. I don't see how that's comfortable at all.
Me neither.
To have on orange leather pants.
By bowling?
You know what I mean? But they didn't say he was bowling. They said he was in the bowling alley.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Okay. All right.
I would assume he was bowling.
Okay. All right.
Somebody send us some pictures if you got them of Le'Veon in some orange leather pants. If you wear orange leather pants, you can't just wear the bowling shoes that the bowling alley got. You got to have your own custom bowling shoes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It would only make sense.
I'm thinking.
Come on.
All right.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.